The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You think they heard me when I said that?
I think so.
I mean, we are on live radio.
If they're paying attention, they probably do.
I hope so. You think they got money to pay? Attention. No, that was bad.
That was bad. I even had to step back on
that. Here we
go.
Ready, friends? Tony takes weirdos and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Stephanie Joy, we call her, and she is known as our pretty little princess. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, because you have the facts on your side, the law on your side, and of course God on your side. We are the voice, the was despised. Yes, we are them Americans. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to our Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. You'll see some changes slowly, incrementally, taking place. Tell
some
me what you think.
Changes.
Great stuff, yes.
I like it.
Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can follow me on my Facebook accounts as well. There's two different ones. One's personal, one's a fan page, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. Like them both if you would. And you can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines are inaccessible. I apologize for that. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. And again, we are doing what we are talking about. We are broadcasting live out of South Carolina. Windy day here, beautiful day here. Morningstar University just did a college class. Interesting, awesome people, awesome students. What do I say outside of that?
Well, you know, we are, like you said, turning talk radio into do radio. We are boots on the ground, as I like to say. We're here at Morningstar University. The class was outstanding. We actually had the first year students all in one room gathered together. And, you know, we
not
even...
Not kindergartners, college students.
College students, yeah. First year, thank you, students. Freshmen would be the proper term, I guess.
Yes.
But what happened was, is we had the time from about 10 to noon. We even went over that time. And even after we were done, the students just went, you know, all the way around Bradley just to be able to just get ministered to. Some of them got prayed over. We took, you know, Bradley was just talking, just sharing with them. It just goes to show you how hungry young people are for the truth. And they were just eating it up. When you said, you know, how many of you, am I getting your attention today? How many of you have learned something? They're like, yes.
Well, Smith
and I
Wigglesworth,
think their eyes were open.
Smith Wigglesworth rightly said, if you want to do something for God, you got to first get their attention. And I asked the students, did I get your attention? And of course, I'm loving on them enough to get into their face. And this younger generation, they understand exactly what I'm saying to them. And I have to tell them, you understand the older generation doesn't get this. See, they're trying to kiss you. They're trying to give you counseling. They're trying to put you on medications. But one thing they're not doing, they're failing to give you the truth. And the way to give one truth is by getting in your face to give it to you. That is love. And it's a voice. It's a sound that the younger generation understands. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. And these young students understand that. And they're just looking for someone to love on them enough to do it. So friends, that's why you listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio on a daily basis, and we appreciate it. But we're out here again, shake, rattling, and rolling, and assailing the gates of hell, because our Lord told us that the gates of hell shall not prevail. But to give my pretty little princess the proper introduction, I have to say, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Stephanie Joy?
Well, because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And just to add on to what you were saying before we get to the product of the week, as William Booth said, founder of the Salvation Army, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And I think for a lot of these students, it was very eye-opening because it was the first time they have seen these things. For example,
in the church.
Abortion. abortion, yes, infanticide. They were shown pictures of what it looks like. Yep. All these different things. They just, I mean, you could hear the gasps.
Well, one kid even threw his arms down on the table. It's like, you got to be kidding me. It's like, no, bro, I'm not kidding you. And I'm not talking about a third world country. And I had to get in the face of these students again and love on them enough to tell them, I'm not talking about bad things that are happening in a different country. This is 2013, not 1950 or 1960. It's time for you to move, because your future generation, you are a part of that, depends upon what you do with the truth given to you today.
Yeah, and case in point, and you mentioned Hitler too. Everyone decries the Holocaust. They decry what happened over there in Nazi Germany, 6 million Jews, and there was all the dissidents added upon that number too as well. But if we're looking at the Holocaust in America, yeah, 57 million babies is nothing compared, yeah, to the tragedy that happened. Not to demean that, because that was still horrible.
Yeah.
But if we're looking at the cost of lives here, compare the 6 to 12 million,
yeah,
to our 57 million right, yeah, here in America, and, yeah, we go to bed at night.
And guess what? They can't blame the government for what they tolerate, and I have to lay to the feet of this generation what the older generations have tolerated and complained about, but they have done nothing in the, well, how do I say it? In not the eradication, I don't want to say eradication, but putting their foot down on the neck of tyranny, because we have some black-robed injustices that are telling the American people that it's okay to give a license to people to kill the innocent baby in the womb, when in fact it's not law, it's never been law, and it never will be law, because any enactment that stands against or contrary to God's law is not law at all. Just ask one of the founders and the orchestrators and the architects of common law, English common law, when they said anything that stands contrary to God's law is not law at all, and it is not, because God said, thou shall not kill, and he hates hands that shed innocent blood. When we were going through the process with these students today and showing them the pictures of aborted babies, I show these students something they've never been shown before. They've been told of that's no big deal. That's just the killing of a fetus. It's not a human being. And I have to ask them, what are you? You're a full-grown fetus. And one of the other questions that I'll ask them is, do you know what this is? They'll look up at the screen. I'll show them as to what the last 4 and 5 and 6 decades have tolerated under the guise of law, namely abortion. And when they look at these babies in pails and in garbage bags, mm-hmm, and, you know, splattered all over the back of a garbage can, or they're in a toilet, or they got their head severed, or their arms completely severed, or the babies within the womb are tortured before they die. When they're looking at these pictures, friends, they begin to cry, because they don't realize that's what this is, that the older generation has tolerated over the last 5 and 6 decades. And once they begin to look at it, at the very end of my presentation, there's a little baby that has a saline abortion. That means they interject salt into the baby to burn its insides out. And they have them in an open coffin. And I have to tell them, and I have to be honest enough, see, this is the American church. This is the American people. When you look at this little baby that's been aborted in the casket, they have an open casket showing a dead baby after then prevention is better than cure. In other words, we'll pray for the dead baby, but we won't fight for the dead baby. And when I tell the students that, guess what? There's a righteous indignation that rises within them, and they say, you know what? No more. They stand up. They want to understand what we are about, again, where we came from. They know where they're going, and guess what they want to do? They want to get around, and they want more, because they catch the fire. Fire's contagious, friends. And fire, God's fire always stands up against what put Christ on the cross, and that is righteousness and holiness in the name of Jesus Christ.
And as you mentioned, it's against the law of God, thou shalt not kill, but also in our Constitution, all laws repugnant to our Constitution are null and void. We are promised life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Right.
So if you go, our Constitution was established upon the Judeo-Christian God, Jesus Christ, established upon the rock. Those laws in our Constitution were derived directly from Scripture.
Yeah, it's interesting that you'll always hear people say, and I can't stand it because it's not true, well, what Hitler did was lawful. No, it wasn't lawful. Common sense tells you it wasn't lawful. The people that were in government committing the crimes of murdering the innocent people at that time, they were saying that they were just taking their orders. They knew within themselves that they were violating conscience. Conscience means with knowledge. God gave us a conscience to know what's right and what's wrong. Was it right to take orders from a dictator named Adolf Hitler and just say, well, we're just doing our job? Was it right for the people of Germany to stand back and do nothing in those days, all 80 million of them, when Adolf Hitler was overthrowing God's laws and establishing tyrannical laws in its place by murdering innocent people because they didn't agree with his ideology? Is that lawful? No, it is not lawful. You know what's interesting? In these people that committed these crimes, when you watch the Nuremberg trials, these people would do it all over again had you given them the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You must meet these people in force, lawful force, to put your foot down upon their necks. Because what they do is not lawful, and there is nobody on this globe that can convince me otherwise. It comes down to this, common sense. Common sense is all it takes, friends, to stand up and say enough is enough. And we are talking about 57 million babies that have been murdered on the watch of the American people because they tolerate a couple judges, namely 7 and 9 of them, in federal government that say it's okay when in fact it is not okay. Why don't you look at the records of those that advocate the okays, friends, and you'll find out that they are just as criminal as the people that they're giving license to commit the crimes.
That's right. We have to put our foot in the sand, draw the line in the sand, and say, listen, this shall not pass. And you're right. The government is only the extension of the people. So when you're looking at, you know, the government, and you're looking at, oh, the government's so bad, they are an extension of who we are. They are only allowed to go as far as we the people tolerate.
That's right. And that's what people need to get a hold of. And again, people might say, well, Bradley, you said this 100 times. Well, I need to say it 100 more times until we actually bring forth action with our faith, okay? Because it goes a lot further than words. You know, one of the questions I'd ask the students today, and I brought it to them. And when I was talking about it, I said to the students, I said, isn't it interesting? Nowhere, just kind of throwing a little hook into what we're talking about right now. Friends, what I do is I got one of our students that was in my class earlier, the college class, and I want to talk to him in just a couple minutes here. But what I want to say is this. You know, I'm talking to the church at Morningstar University right now. The church is called, as you know, friends, called to be the moral compass of society. When the church and that light goes, darkness is going to prevail. And that's what we see happen in this country. What I found today is a bunch of young people that were with.
I think we're actually coming back in.
Okay, we're good. We're good. Okay, so go ahead.
So, just to wrap up what you're saying, so we were basically, you know, we're in there, we're talking with these students, they're really getting the lights turned on in a powerful way, and you can see that at the end, because at the end when they're all swarming around, they just want more because it's the truth, and so many times that light is compromised, and they don't really get that in-your-face truth, well, not with the Sons of Liberty here today, so I think it was a great day, and we're excited because we've got more action coming up, we'll tell you about later, coming up this week.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's very good, but let me get to the product of the week here while we're going on, but as we mentioned, you know, in honor of Veterans Day, which took place yesterday, thanking all of the veterans for their sacrifice. Our new product of the week is the Price CD. And again, monthly sponsors get 25% off the product of the week every week. Now, the Price CD is actually the latest release from Junkyard Prophet. We actually showed a music video. I'll ask the student over here. What's your name again?
Tyler.
Tyler. Okay, Tyler. We're going to get Tyler on the radio. We'll ask him what he thought of that music video because we played one of those music videos from our actual Price CD before we began in Bradley's spoke today, but Junkyard Prophet was voted second best unsigned band in the nation by HM Magazine, and sometimes people wonder, now why was it unsigned? Well, I'll explain to you. We did not want to have the label dictate where we could go and what we could do.
And how we could do
and
it.
And we wanted to go to the public high schools. We wanted to seek and save that which was lost. We didn't want to go to Mexico and teach them Spanish. We didn't want people telling us where we could go and what we could say. We wanted to say, no, we're going to trust in the Lord and do what He's called us to do. But the album is really rocking. I mean, it really is. It's not this cheesy, quote-unquote, Christian-y, sloppy, you know, second
lack
rate.
Of Christian.
That's right. This is in your face. One man who came on tour with us, actually, he was a senior editor from the Weekly Standard, said we were like saggy pants Elijahs on Mount Carmel. So I think that's a great way to put it, really in your face. But if you're interested in getting that CD, please go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com to order. Again, that's shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com to order. Or you can call us at 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. Now, we talked a little bit about this week how Bradley Dean joins Tim Tebow as top Christian youth icon. Well, we put that on our Sons of Liberty radio.
Wait. Slow down. Right after I did the college class today, I had the senior pastor of the university call me in to have lunch at this pastoral meeting. And I sat down, and no sooner sat down, and he looked at me and he said, Bradley, would you like to share? And I said, well, I didn't plan on sharing anything. I just got done speaking to your students, but I will. And I just told these people, I said, I'm trying to figure out for the life of me, why is it that it's okay to send people to a foreign country like China, Japan? I mean, we have the churches sending kids to Hawaii for missionary trips, friends, missions trips, whatever you want to call them. Why is it okay for the church to send them to Africa, and in the meantime, you're overlooking your kids in the backyard, in your public schools, in your communities? I don't understand that. And I had to share with these pastors, we have to get out of the mold of having meetings and talking, and we need to start doing. Our Heavenly Father is glorified by our works, Matthew 5:17. Not about what we talked about. Because the younger generation, namely, is tired of talk. And to the older generation, I'd say, isn't that what you're tired of as well? Aren't you tired of the corruption? Because talk has only brought you corruption. What you need is you need justice to bring about resolve. And the way that you bring about justice is you are the law of this republic. And you need to enforce the law against those in government that are corrupt. And you need to put the foot of liberty upon the neck of tyranny. And there's no other way. And one of the things that I brought up, I said, is God is always willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, but who's willing to fight? And then I shared with these pastors, the older generation, 10, 20, 30 years my senior, I had to tell them that we're all looking at Barack Hussein Obama and laughing at him and thinking he's stupid, when in fact he's not stupid at all. He knows exactly what he's doing because he's emulating dictators, namely Mao Zedong. And I said, what's interesting is this younger generation, again, is looking at their pastors and their parents that love them so much. They're trying to figure out why they're throwing them in public schools in the first place, only to be indoctrinated with a cesspool of indoctrination. So it comes back to hypocrisy. See, the older generation, they can't stand what's going on in government, but they tolerate it, and they're willing that it should fall to the younger generation. As if to say it's their problem, when in fact, my Bible tells me that we're to train up our children in the ways that they should go, and when they're old, they will not depart from them. But now what we have is we have an older generation complaining about a younger generation, which only reflects the older generation, but the younger generation within itself is looking for the God of heaven. And they're looking for leadership. And they're looking for faithful witnesses. And the Bible says that we're written epistles for all men to read. And a preacher said this once, and I understand exactly what he's saying. He said, preach the gospel to the whole world, and if you have to, use words.
Amen.
The younger generation is tired of the talk. They're looking for the action. And that's what love does. Another point that I've rung up. Absolutely amazing to me. So if you wanted to interject, I want to get Tyler on the radio.
Yeah, I want to get Tyler because, you know, like we say so many times, and we're setting up events and we're talking to people, I'll say, listen, you know, don't take our word for it. Take their word for it. We've got referral after referral from students and from all sorts of different things across America. And so it's very interesting how when you go to these people and you say, listen, we don't want to take your word for it. We want to take their word for it. They want to hear from the students. They want to hear from the principals. They want to hear from the teachers. So
let's get one of the students.
Just one of those students.
We got
right
one of the students that was in the college course, and I just seen him walk out of class, and I said, Chase, our producer, I said, will you go get that guy?
Go grab him.
And he came over here. So let's welcome to Tyler here.
Tyler, hey. Here you go. Take it away. What did you think about the presentation here today with Bradley Dean, the Sons of Liberty?
Go ahead and piggyback what you said you wanted to piggyback, my friend.
You know, the interesting thing to me about the older generation and the younger generation is the older generation looks at us as foolish and we don't know what we're talking about. And I agreed with you in the sense of it's them teaching us.
Yep.
And interestingly enough to me, there was a guy that came into our class that said, now our generation's looking to each other for advice when we should be looking back. Because it's going to take us picking up where the fathers left off to do what we're called to do.
That's right.
You know, it took Elijah giving Elijah the mantle before he could move on to what he was called to do.
Amen.
And, you know, my heart, honestly, too, is for the generational gap that there is. There's this big generational gap to where we can't connect. And Rick Joyner was talking into our class about it the other day. I said, well, what do you think's the biggest problem between the generations? He said it's pride on both sides. So until, you know, our generation can get over knowing everything, in a sense, you know, we think we know everything, and then the older generation can sit down and listen to us, there's going to be nothing connecting.
Right.
Until we connect, we can't, you know, go where we're supposed to go or do what we're supposed to do and pick up and run this country, honestly. You know, this generation is so entitled and so feeling entitled to everything that we don't know where we're headed. We don't know what to do because there's not enough fathers to speak identity. There's not enough of the parenting and adoption spirit to speak to us who we are. And it's just we're looking for the sense of identity, but we're finding it in every different thing. And nobody from my generation honestly wants to look into politics because we're living for the moment instead of what's to come and for the future generation.
Amen. It's interesting, Tyler. Politics is the science of government.
Right.
Science is the study of creation.
Right.
So there again, here comes our Heavenly Father, right?
Exactly.
And what's interesting is what I see more than anything, I think the older and the younger generation, it's my purpose, it's my heart to see the older and the younger come together according to what God commanded, not to what man's opinions are. And what falls to the lot of what holds the breach to remain intact is the fact that the pride, if there be pride, which I'm sure there is on both sides,
right,
is the fact that we need to lower everything until a man becomes nothing. God can create nothing out of him.
Agreed.
We all have to meet Jesus Christ at the cross, and until we all meet at the cross of Jesus Christ, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about his dash story, history, when we come back. Folks, you got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, talking to a college student, Tyler, and we got Stephanie Joy. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of South Carolina. We're actually at Morning Star University right now. We got with us Stephanie Joy, and we also got with us Tyler, one of the college students that I actually had the opportunity to preach to today. Thank you for listening to me, by the way. But, Steph, real quick, go for it, and then I'm going to pull Tyler back up on the radio with us.
Sounds good. Well, just to go off what Tyler was saying here, and then I'll bring it to that, is when he was saying, you know, we have a lot of, we need fathers in this generation. A lot of these younger people have identity, you know, who am I, because they don't have fathers speaking into their lives. But our heart here at the Sons of Liberty is we speak to a lot of older people, and we speak to a lot of younger people.
Yep.
So when we speak with the older people, we say, listen, thank you for your sacrifice. We honor what you've done. But what you know, you need to teach this to the younger generation. And to the younger generation, we need to say, listen, this is the sacrifice the men and women who have gone before you. Honor that sacrifice. Live for what they died for. So we're bridging the gap, turning the hearts of the fathers unto the children and the hearts of the children unto the fathers. So if this seems like, you know, when we're going out there and doing this, we are literally boots on the ground. We're not just talking about the problem. We're giving the answers to the problem in a real, real way that students here like Tyler can testify that happened today. So
one of the things that I shared with the pastors after I was talking to the college students is I said it's interesting that less than 0.5% of all finances that go to the church, which is $2 billion a year, go to the younger generation. Less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances. We've done over 350 high schools, colleges. We're all, as a matter of fact, we were just in North Carolina for 1.5 years speaking to University of Kentucky College. I had the opportunity to preach there for 8 classes in 2 days. And in saying that, why is it that the younger generation, let's give it back over to Tyler, why is it that the younger generation is eating the pill? I'm not setting you at odds with those that are taking responsibility. Okay. I want to right the wrong, and the way to right the wrong is to do the stuff. I say this all the time, Tyler. If you want to get the left out of the way, because when we talk about the left and the right, it's only there to divide and conquer.
Right.
If the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. Okay? So in saying that, as a part of the younger generation coming up right now, how do you look at those things that I just shared with you? How do you look at that? How do you explain that? How do
industries are being built, it's because, consider this, instead of facing it, you have to take a numbing medicine. It's easier just to put it off and live for what's in front of you now.
Yep.
I mean, not to say worry about today, worry about the problems of today, and don't worry about the future because we're not the people that's called to worry. But, you know, planning is good in a certain sense. Organization is good in a certain sense. But it's easier for our generation to shirk off. As you'll notice, our generation will push for this second place in this country now. And the reality is, it's not just the Republicans. It's not just the Democrats. You know, problems come from both parties. And I agree completely. You wouldn't have a left if the right was doing anything right. And it's just like, as far as church denominations, each denomination may not have another denomination.
Because
if you claim to be right on everything, that's pride. Because the Bible says you know in part, you see in part.
That's right. Tyler, one of the things that I had shared with your class today was I don't want to be right because I'm right. I want to be right because he's right.
Exactly.
And if everybody would come to terms with the fact that we want him to be right, our creator to be right, in his son and through his son, Jesus Christ, with the witness of the Holy Ghost and the power of the Holy Ghost, then the pride issue is completely out of whack. Okay? Now it really is his right. We have one constitution. We're talking about two different parties. Right. Even when I shared that with the students today, it was almost like, whoa, I never thought about that before.
Right.
Why is it that we have a left and a right fighting with each other? Well, then we sit back and wonder why there's division and it's the American people that lose. Well, those that we have set to represent us are playing the game and they win as the propaganda machine goes forward. Aside of that, you talked about different churches, denominations.
Right.
Well, we still follow the same Christ.
Exactly.
And what happens is man gets in there, he comes up with his own interpretation. Well, that's not my interpretation. Well, I didn't see Jesus given 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 different interpretations. There was one. Why is it that in America we don't just come to terms with our Creator and do what he commanded to do? Because when we do that, I just read the book of Deuteronomy. I'm reading it again.
That's an interesting read.
Oh, it's awesome. It's one of my favorite books. But there was no suggestions. Do this and live. Do this and live. Do this and live. Dispossess. Dispossess your enemies. I promised I'll go with you. I promised I'll go with you. God is not a man that he should lie. And if you just think about that, America, and my listeners, just think about this. Nowhere did God fail one word.
In a sense.
That's right.
And it's going to take the people coming to Jesus, you know, not going through a man, not going through a government to solve their problems. Because anyway, man's going to be flawed because man lives from a flawed mindset.
Mm-hmm.
It takes us going to Jesus for the renewal of our mind before we can do anything to fix anything.
What would you say to another student right now? Because I know people, when they hear about Jesus, they got this religiosity. There's like a rust of religion on the name of Jesus.
Right.
But to the Christ that really is alive, exhibit. What has he done for you? What is your testimony? And what would you share with somebody that needed to know the Christ that you're talking about?
You know, I'd honestly, in my own personal experience, I'd have to show it in power.
Amen.
I'd have to show it with the power of the prophetic, which
Amen.
Deals in 1 Corinthians 14:3, just in case people don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
That prophecy is to build up strength and edify and encourage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a biblical thing.
you know, to use the power of God just to show how great he is. It says, I think, in Romans that if you're prophesying and an unbeliever comes in your midst, they'll fall on their face and proclaim that God is God.
Yep.
You know, it's going to take power. It's going to take a personal testimony. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I was raised in a Christian home, but I had a falling out with my family that God's restoring now.
Mm-hmm.
But it drove me to go to him and to follow out what he's called me to do, and that's how I wound up here.
So, amen. So, in thy afflictions, Scripture tells us, David said this in Psalm 119, in thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me that I might learn thy statutes.
Exactly.
Isn't it interesting that God will always drive you back to the foot of the cross? The law will drive you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more, where you meet the Christ, the Savior, in power. Hey, listen, if I can talk you into your faith, guess what I can do? I can talk you out of your faith.
Right.
Right. But what God puts in you, no devil in hell can take out of you. I want to ask you another question. What is it that you took away from the 2.5 hours that you subjected yourself? By the way, thank you very much to Bradley Dean. What was it that you took away more than anything today?
You know, I honestly, and in a sense, I'm sort of like you in the fact that I'm calling things for what they are. I took away that it's time to start calling things for what they are. And as a generation to stand up and say no more, it ends here. We're going to bring this country back to where it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to take control where we need to take control. Because it's up to us to hold up the country now. The older generation's passing away. The war veterans are passing away. I mean, you don't live forever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not equipping us. Not to say they're not trying. Certain people mm-hmm. are trying. People like Rick Joyner, amazing father in the face. He is equipping people. And you'll notice the church structure is changing to equip the body to send them out to do the work.
Amen.
But it's going to take the younger generation connecting with the older generation first in the church, because the church sets the standard of the world.
Amen.
And then it's going to take, you know, the education system and people going in from the church and just showing the spiritual part of it and showing the part of God that needs to be there.
Amen. Did you want to add something, Steph?
Yeah, well, interestingly enough, as on this trip, we actually visited the Matrix of Liberty, which
just
we talked about yesterday.
Yeah.
And one of the main pillars that they have on there is education, and then they have youth. So they know that freedom and this gift that they've been given and what they sacrificed so much to establish, it's not just going to be there. As Reagan said, I mentioned yesterday, it's never more than one generation away from extinction, our freedom is. So we have to teach this to our posterity. We have to teach these things to our young. If you go into any high school in America, you ask the young people, are we a republic or a democracy, as you found out today, lots of people will say we're a democracy because that's what they've been taught. They turn on the TV, that's what the politicians say, is we're a democracy, democracy.
Foundational.
They don't understand.
Fundamentally transforming our foundations, friends. I want to add this. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. That is the preamble to the Constitution of the United States of America. So for those that are saying, oh, what does Christianity have to do with it? Wait a second. It falls right in line with exactly what Scripture commands.
Speaking of,
and what was it about? It was a fight for our posterity. This was being done for our posterity, our future generations. And by the way, folks, what kind of a legacy do you want to leave for your future, your posterity, your kids, your grandkids? You know, one of the things that we hear from the older generation is, I can't wait to get out of here. You can't wait to get out of here to stand in front of your judge on that final day to answer to him for what you left undone? I wouldn't want to be there. You know, one of the things that you were talking about, Steph, with that matrix of liberty mm-hmm. was it was faith, right? That was the first thing.
Yep.
And then what was after that?
We had morality.
You have
liberty, and we have law.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's interesting, too, when you're talking about, you know, we're talking about teaching these things to the younger generation, even in Deuteronomy, when the Lord was giving his commandments, he was saying, teach this to your young, bind them, you know, as templates upon your, you know, your eyes, and basically teach these things to the younger generation that they might be able to grow up in the Lord's statutes and his commandments.
Deuteronomy 1.
That's right. So yes. Be faithful, teach these things to your young. And if we don't teach them to our young, then what's going to happen? You're seeing the fruit of that today.
Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie. Guest Tyler actually one of the college students that was in one of our classes today. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Wow, we are back. That was a quick break. I'm sitting over here talking to Tyler right now. And we're broadcasting live out of South Carolina at Morningstar University. And Tyler was one of the students that was one of the first class today. And I just wanted to bring him in. And I wanted you to hear him. And I want to see what he extracted and derived from the class this morning. You were bringing up a point. What was that point? The first one that we hit right during the break.
Responsibility?
There. Yes.
Responsibility.
Go for it.
As far as responsibility is concerned, you know, I hit earlier on everybody wanting to blame George Bush for the problems our country's in now. Obama, his campaign, one of his main things was let's blame George Bush. And when you get a group of younger people to jump on that bandwagon, you're set, and you spoke in class, he got the younger generation to vote for him. Mm-hmm. And that's what put Obama in power. It's my generation. And then we complained, but we voted for him again. You know, in the hope that he would change after we saw what happened in the first term. None of his promises, he said, were done through. The military coming home, we still have military over there serving.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it amazes me that my generation is so easy to blame others without taking responsibility themselves. You know, we can't say that all the government is, oh, it was this person, it was this person. We're becoming the government. We're becoming the generation that's going to take the lead. If we want to change the problem, stop blaming and take action.
That's right. I wouldn't, if I was a part of the younger generation, I'm talking your age.
Right.
If I was a part of that whole demographic across the United States, I wouldn't be blaming the roof that's about ready to cave in on me. I wouldn't be blaming the person that put all the weight on it.
Right.
To make it break forth. I would be looking around to the people saying, hey, what do we do to actually uphold this roof so it doesn't collapse in on us? I don't care who did it right now. It's time for America to repent. Get it right. Go back to the one that can uphold it, the pillars of the earth and the giver of the pillars of the earth. And in saying that, I would be saying, hey, you know what? We need to get the right. Right. And it's just like what MLK rightly said. He said, if we don't get this right, we're going to perish as fools. And really what it comes down to is the younger generation, and again the older generation, coming together, meeting Christ, and listening to what the Lord has to say through his commandments, taking heed to him, and let's see what he'll do for our generation. Therein lies the resolve. And guess what? We need to bring the resolve, Tyler, because if we don't bring about resolve, what we're going to do is we're going to be, there's something called circular reasoning. It's like the little dog that keeps chasing his tail. It goes around and around and around. It's like, wait, let's stop the circular reasoning. Let's get to the issues, put a stop to it, bring about resolve, and let's go forward.
And, you know,
literally forward, not forward right. Like the communist, you know, slogan. I'm not talking about that forward. I'm talking about a righteous forward.
Right. And I'm sure the generation before said the same thing. But look what happened.
Yep.
You know what I mean? History is repeating itself, just in a different aspect, in a different time, with
scary
different technology.
Stuff.
And as far as looking to the house to fix the roof, it's going to take talking to somebody that knows how to fix the roof.
Because
you don't start out as a carpenter. You have to apprentice. You have to learn. You have to be able to learn and be willing to learn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before you can do anything of that nature. You don't just walk into a project and say, yeah, I need 3 2x4s. I need this. I need this. I need these certain kind of nails. I need this hammer for this job.
Yep.
You know, you walk into the project on day one, you're like, I don't know what I'm doing. And that's where the master or the older generation comes in and says, this is what you need.
That's right.
This is how we're going to do this. And you start out with a little task.
Yeah.
And it grows. Responsibility is something that grows. It's just not given.
Well, what's interesting about that, even talking about the very, you know, the topic, it's interesting. Everything there is still there.
Right.
That's all we have to take is the broom and sweep off the dust off the top of our founding documents, and there it be. So it's that simple to restore. It's not like it's, you know, we need to have a particular something that we don't have already in place, because the Constitutional Republic is still there intact. It's like the policies, for example, that government throws on the people, thousands of bills and policies, not laws, on the people every week. Well, listen, they're not law, they're policy. If the American people knew what was law, they wouldn't put up for the policy. And guess what? That is the broom. Their intolerance towards the crimes that are being committed against them on a daily basis is the broom that's going to remove the very dust off the top of their foundations.
Yeah, like you said, we don't need to recreate something new. We just need to go back to the old paths, go back to the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence.
It's that simple.
Therein we have our guidelines. You know, we're the longest freestanding constitution ever. And so when you go and you look back and you say...
In modern history,
in modern
237
history,
years.
Yeah, exactly. When you look back and you say, wow, this is what we've been given. We want to restore the old. We don't want to recreate something new. We want to go back to the old.
And Jeremiah 6:16 says, go back to the old past. We don't want the new past. How's that new thing working out for you, friends? It isn't. It's not working for anybody except for those that are trying to fundamentally transform your country. And he's sitting in the White House and the American people are standing back and they're allowing him to do it. So we can't blame him for what we tolerate.
Right.
Again, what you said, Tyler, was right on the money. We need to take responsibility and we need to right the wrongs. There's no other way. And another thing, we had shared yesterday on the radio, it's interesting how these conservative talking heads, they can tell you over and over and over what's wrong with the country.
Right.
They never make reference to the wrongs. They never make reference to the law, to the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, or the Bill of Rights, and of course not the Bible, because of course they don't want to offend anybody, because if they did, they might just right the wrongs, and then they're not going to have anybody to argue with anymore, and then they're going to lose their job.
Right.
Now, those are the kind of people we need to put out of work, those people that want to magnify the problems. I mean, what would you think of a cop that's all he did was magnify the problems?
Well, it would get nowhere.
That's exactly right. What do you think of a people that sit there and magnify the problems in government?
I think, honestly, in my opinion, it's going to come to a point where if we don't start speaking life, you're going to see nothing but death.
You're right.
And
you're
It's
scriptural and it's history. You're exactly right.
Right.
What man leaves off through God's commandments, God will bring forth in his judgment to those people that should have did it in the first place. And if you don't want to follow that line or that train of thought, why don't you go ahead and see the life story of Jeremiah, because he did write a book of Lamentations. And if you look at history, not too far behind us, friends, we had a Mao Zedong, we had a Joseph Stalin, we had a Mussolini, we had an Adolf Hitler. We have that history and those lessons to teach us what not to fall victim to today.
An interesting story in Jeremiah. I can't remember exactly where God gives him something to take to the king, and they laugh at him. But sure enough, he gets locked up, and the invasion of the country begins by Babylon.
Yep.
And in a sense, you know, we're receiving a liberal agenda more so than anything.
That's right.
And it's just being shoved down our throats. and people are magnifying the problems.
Let me say this, though, too, that story that you're talking about with Jeremiah, it's also interesting when Jeremiah went and told the king, because mm-hmm. he always went into the king courts, and he also told the hierarchies of the church.
Right.
Okay, those are the ones that were responsible for what was going on in their countries.
Right.
When he went in there, he was thrown in jail. Right? And when he was thrown in jail, it was interesting that they mocked him until it started to come to pass.
Right.
And then once it started to come to pass, they went back to Jeremiah, and Jeremiah said, it's too late.
Right.
Nothing I can do for you anymore, guys.
Exactly.
God's judgment is upon you. You had plenty of opportunity to listen. You listened not. So therefore, eat the fruit of your own ways. That's a merciful God, and that is a loving God.
Right.
And guess what? On the Sons of Liberty, 6 days a week, we get the opportunity to tell the people what we're seeing, what we're partaking with across this country on a daily basis, for the most part, on a daily basis. If it's not radio, it's events. Tomorrow, I'm going to be doing a high school assembly. Today, I did a college. Next week, we're going to be in Virginia. We're going to be doing another college campus. We get the opportunity to put feet to the, you know, our boots to the ground, as you said earlier, Stephanie, but we want to see the transforming power that only God can bring forth through the obedience of the church, and we get to see that too. We see people's lives being changed 24/7. What happened right after the program? You want to tell the listeners how the students responded to the message?
You know, I honestly think most of us really just wanted some more of what you had to say because we were interested. It was a message that hooked us and, in a sense, opened our eyes to see what we hadn't seen before.
What was it that got your attention?
I mean, as far as like some of the quotes, like the John Adams quote saying, yep. If we have two parties, it's going to cause division.
Yep.
That I wondered about that quote, and I couldn't remember if it was George Washington or who it was. That, and then as far as the media and CNN, the woman that said she said fake stories on air, that's wrong. That's immorality, and that is a lie.
Yeah.
And at what point have we come that we lie to the viewers that trust in us?
Amen. What do you think about the girl that came up to me? Remember, she was sitting in the back, and she was, what was going on with her?
Okay, she was the one that questioned about, you know, women coming up behind men.
No, not that one. The one that was right to the right of me, and I brought her up, and she was broken, and I said, what's going on with you?
You know, I think there's certain messages that really touch people's hearts,
mm-hmm.
just awaken to them, and, you know, you were praying over her, anything that's not yours. And I think there were generational things, maybe, or
mm-hmm.
things that people have tried to say over her that weren't hers, and it just brought a sense of freedom.
Amen.
About the room, and when you're working with the Holy Spirit, that's what happens.
Oh, amen. And, bro, he was all over you, by the way. I mean, it was real clear, the stuff that was going on. Don't want to get too prophetic on the people, but the point of the matter is God is still speaking. We just need to listen, and we need to give what we need to open ourselves up and relay the message and open up our ears so that we'd have the ear of the learned, the tongue of the wise, the heart of the prophet, and the eyes of the seer.
Right.
And in the process of doing that, people are going to be set free. But what happened right after the program, friend? Steph, I'll let you say it.
Well, it was nice because, as I mentioned, you know, we were scheduled to go from 10 to noon. We ended up going over by about a half an hour. Usually you would think if you go over, people are like, scram, let me get out of there as soon as the guy's done. I want to leave. Well, what happened was is you were swarmed by students who just, you just start talking to them. Like you said, they just wanted to hear more. They were just standing around and you were just ministering and just speaking from your heart. And then you'd go to one person and start talking to them and you prayed for one person and another girl came up. I think, you know, when you're really hungry, you're willing to stay there to get fed to say, listen, I want more.
Right.
So lots of times they don't come receive anything because they're full. What do you need of the Lord if you're so full of yourself?
Well, you can't fill a cup that's filled with water,
that's
right?
That's right. It has to be empty. So I think they're saying, listen, I want more. I need more. And their hearts were touched. And that's why they responded.
Broadcasting live out of South Carolina. We are at Morningstar Universities. We just spoke with Stephanie and our friend Tyler. We appreciate you. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23 hours. See ya.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means, cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.